صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam is the son of Imam Ali Zain al-Abidin. He is the fifth Imam of the 12 successors of the Prophet, peace be upon him. He was famously known as Al-Baqir because of his tremendous knowledge. Al-Baqir means one who splits open, and he was famous by this title because he split open the knowledge, i.e. he brought knowledge to light of the Prophet and taught many different sciences to numerous people who went on to become great scholars. So knowledgeable was Imam Muhammad Al-Baqir alayhi salam that some people described him as an ocean of knowledge. He would answer every question without hesitation. Imam Muhammad al-Baqir was also present in Karbala, but he was approximately 4 years old. He therefore suffered along with the Ahlul Bayt and was also in the prison of Sham with his father, Imam Ali Zainul Abidin. The Imam resided in Medina throughout his life. He used the Prophet's mosque as a school for him. There he gave his lectures to his students. The talents of the Imam alayhi salam resulted in great abilities of knowledge that included all sciences, such as the tradition, philosophy, theology, and jurisprudence. When Imam Ali Zain al-Abidin was martyred, the Umayyad regime had weakened significantly and they were fighting for survival. This gave Imam al-Baqir and thereafter his son Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq a chance to teach Islam and spread the knowledge of the Prophet, peace be upon him, widely. Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam also continued the practice of holding gatherings, majalis, to mourn for his grandfather Imam Hussein alayhi salam and to remember the tragedy of Karbala. And this practice was continued by all the Imams from Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam after him. During the time of the Khalif Abd al-Malik bin Marwan, the Muslims were still using the Roman currency for trade. A problem occurred between the Muslims and the Roman Emperor, and so the Romans refused to let the Muslims use their currency anymore. This was a serious problem for the Khalif. He tried to convince the Roman Emperor to change his mind, but failed. And so he had no choice but to send for Imam Muhammad al-Baqir to solve the problem. When Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam came to the Khalif and heard the problem, he advised the Khalif to introduce new Islamic currency so that no one could blackmail the Muslims or plot against them. Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam then advised the Khalif's men on how much gold and silver to use, what weight each coin should be, what to inscribe on the coin, and so on. And in this manner, Imam al-Baqir saved the economy of the Muslims. When the new Khalif Hisham came to power, he felt threatened because of the presence of Imam Muhammad al-Baqir and how popular he was. He tried to arrest the Imam. He then ordered the Imam to be poisoned. Imam Sadiq buried his father alongside Imam Zainul Abidin and besides his great uncle Imam al-Hasan alayhi salam in Jannat al-Baqi.
Allahumma salli ala